The Detroit Pistons have officially revealed their new statement edition jerseys for this upcoming season. I'm sure a lot of you guys have already seen it. What are your guys' thoughts on it? If you guys haven't seen it, we're going to bring it up on the podcast. I'll tell you guys my thoughts on today's episode of the Locked On Pistons podcast.
You are Locked On Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's the deal? Welcome back to another episode of the Locked On Pistons podcast. Per usual, I'm your host, Kook Cahill. You can find me over on Twitter, at Kook Cahill. I want to thank you guys for making Locked On Pistons your first listen of every single day. We are free and available on all your podcast platforms. And if you haven't already, head to the YouTube channel, at Locked On Pistons. Hit that subscribe button. It's the best way to support the podcast. We're on our way to 5,000 subscribers. Or if you listen to this on whatever podcast platform, whatever platform that is, leave us a 5-star review. That's another great way to support the podcast. So you guys know, if you've been listening to the podcast for a decent time, if you are a regular listener of the podcast, or if you've simply followed me and been a fan of mine for a minute, you will know that I have not been a big fan of the Detroit Pistons jerseys, their logo, their whole fashion sense, their everything about their logo, colorway, the core, all that stuff. I hate all of it. I think it's all just so bland. I haven't been a fan of it. And you guys know that last year when we got the red jerseys, their City Edition jerseys, the 75th anniversary ones, you guys know that I very much love those. One of the main things in Pistons jerseys that I've been asking for is red. My favorite jerseys of all time that were Pistons jerseys I don't know what year exactly they wore them, but I remember watching them as a kid back in like 2007, 2006, Chauncey, the all-red alternates. Those are my favorite Pistons jerseys. I haven't seen them wear them since then. So anytime they give a jersey or they put out a jersey that's just mostly red, I'm a big fan of. So I loved last year's. Fast forward to now, they no longer are wearing the red jerseys. They have some new statement jerseys that are coming out this season. You get to see them pretty quickly into the season. It's their fifth game. Their first time wearing them is going to be the fifth game of the regular season against the Atlanta Hawks at home. So that's going to be super dope. But for those of you guys watching on YouTube, I'm going to pull up the jerseys here. If you haven't seen the jerseys already, again, if you're watching on YouTube, you're going to get to see them. If not, I'd recommend you guys pulling it up on your phone while we're talking here so you guys can see what they look like. I'm going to try to describe them as best as possible for you guys listening on the podcast. But let's go ahead and look at these. So I'm going to tell you guys this much. I like them. I really do. So the Pistons PR team, they sent out a few pictures of them. The people who were modeling them were Kay Cunningham and Sadiq Bey. Number one, I think Sadiq Bey absolutely rocks these jerseys. I think Sadiq looks much better in them than Kay. I think Kay looks nice in them, but I think Sadiq, like these jerseys fit Sadiq to an absolute T. He makes them look even better than I think they are. I like them. It looks like that they're a black with some two stripes going across the front. On the top jerseys of blue and red stripes. They got DET on the front, big letters with the Jordan logo above. I know some Pistons fans were freaking out about the Jordan logo. Listen, that's not a Pistons thing. They can't decide that. That's just NBA-wide. They have to have a Jordan logo on them, so that's not anything to really even talk about. I love the font of the DET. I love the font of the number. The shorts are so fire. Let me pull up this picture of the shorts. Where is it? Sadiq, I believe Sadiq rolled up his shorts. Actually, I can't find the picture I'm looking for right here. Oh, actually, yeah, you can see in this very first picture right here. Sadiq kind of rolled up his shorts to where you've seen like the inside out version of it. I think that's the best way to wear them. The shorts look fire. I absolutely love the shorts. Again, they look like, I think that they're black. In other pictures, it looks like they might be a dark navy, but I think that it's black. And if it's black, I love them. Dark navy, I'm not too much of a fan of dark navy, even though looking at them right here, I think they look dope. The shorts, again, I think they're amazing. They got two stripes going up the sides with the Detroit Pistons logo at the bottom, red and blue stripes going up the sides. I think that's amazing. I love the shorts so much. The font on the top part of the jersey, I love it. The only part of this jersey, I'm not going to lie to you guys, the only part of this jersey that I am not a fan of, and I don't get why, and yes, you guys are seeing the, for those of you guys on YouTube, you guys are viewing my tweet. I tweeted these out as soon as the PR team sent these emails out. So you know, go ahead and dismiss some of the comments you're seeing on the right hand side of the screen. But either way, the one thing I have a problem with these jerseys is like the Pistons' obsession with. And actually, let me go ahead and take this part out so you guys can see the full thing. There you go. The Pistons' obsession with stripes, like the stripes on the front of the jersey, on the top part of the jersey. I don't get what that obsession is. Like the stripes on the side for the shorts, fire. That makes sense. Those look good. That's amazing. Again, I think the shorts are amazing. I think they're absolutely dope. But on the tops, it's just like, I feel like they would look better if they were also down the side. So it like went along with the shorts. But the shorts in the top now are like going perpendicular. You got the top going sideways and you got the bottoms going up. Like it doesn't make sense to me. And the Pistons, again, like I said, they have this obsession with stripes. Like all of the jerseys, even the red ones last year, they had this stripe. And if you go back a few years, they have some more. Like it seems like every jersey that they come out with, these new ones, they have some weird stripes messing up the jersey. I swear to God, I'll kid you not. And I know some people are not a fan of this, but I'm a fan of the new trend right now. I don't know how long it's going to last. It's been going for a minute, but the plain era. I'm a real big fan of the plain trend, where it's just like you don't have too much design, just make it super crisp and all that with your fashion. I think that's super dope. So I'm not going to lie. I feel like if they just straight up took the stripes off, left this color, and maybe made the DET bigger and lowered it down a little bit and just literally left it like that, I think that might even look better than this. The stripes are literally holding these jerseys back for me, being one of my favorite jerseys for the Pistons. I love these. Again, I can't say it enough. I love the shorts. I might go buy a pair of the shorts. The shorts are awesome. The tops, they're dope. Again, it's just the stripes. I don't get what the Pistons' obsession is with the stripes, man. The stripes have to chill. The amount of jerseys with stripes is crazy. I don't get it. But here's the jerseys. Though you guys watch on YouTube, you guys get to see all of them. Here's Cade spinning the ball with, I think he has the jersey untucked here. And then you have Sadiq right here showing off some of his tats with the jersey. Again, I think Sadiq looks absolutely amazing with these. I think Cade looks nice in these. Although I think Cade would look a lot better if he had like some black, if he wears these with like some black leg sleeves and then black armband. Now I think Cade's really rocking out there. I can't wait to see the kind of accessories these guys rock out there with them. I hope most of the guys come out with some black arm sleeves or some black leg sleeves. I feel like these jerseys are really setting up for some really dope accessories for these guys to look super dope on the court. Also, I think that there's going to be a court dedicated to these jerseys when they do play them. I'm interested to see what the court looks like. But yeah, man, I'm gonna love these jerseys even more if they're just black. But even if they're dark navy, looking at the pictures, I still like them. Just if they're when I get them, I'm definitely getting a jersey. When I get one, I'm hoping that it's just pure black. I really do. I hope it's just a pure black and just the lighting in one of the pictures are making it look a little bit navy color. But yeah, man, let me know what you guys think about the jerseys. Again, I love them. Actually, you know what? Maybe I should step back from saying love because of the stripes. The stripes keep me from saying love. I really like them. I think they're way better than the chrome. They're way better to me than the sleeve jerseys. They're just about, in all the jerseys the Pistons have put out, besides the teal don't count because that's just bringing something back. All the ones they've created recently, the only ones I'm putting above this one are the red ones from last year, and we've already talked about that. That behind me, the little jersey frame Cade's red jersey, that's staying up no matter what forever. Like in 10 years from now, 12 years from now, 20 years from now when Cade's retired, that jersey will still be up because that's how dope those jerseys were. So that'll be up there, and maybe we finally have found a jersey to replace my quarterback. He'll always be my quarterback. Matthew Stafford's jersey behind me in this frame right here. Maybe we found the jersey. Do I get, you know, maybe I put the Cade red one right here, and maybe I put my boy Killian right here, number 7 black. We might be cooking with something. We might be cooking with something in the game room, in the recording room. We might be cooking. I'll keep you guys tuned, though. I'll keep you guys in the loop. We might be getting crazy in the room. I'm not going to lie. But let me know what you guys think about some of these jerseys, man. Again, I really like them, but I'm interested to see what all of you guys feel about it. The immediate responses I saw from them, from Pistons fans, were mixed. I saw a lot of people say they really like them. I saw a lot of people saying they did not like them. And I saw a lot of people in the middle. I'm really interested to see if these will grow on some of the people that did not like them. Because for me, I think they're definitely the best ones outside the red ones the Pistons have tried to create in the past 10 years. They're some of my favorite ones. So I really like them. Let me know what you guys think about it in the comment section down below or over on Twitter at Kuka Hill. When we come back, we got some other things to talk about. Possible league expansion happening. Could that be happening in the NBA soon? We'll talk about that and how that could possibly impact the Pistons when we come back. But first, I got to tell you guys a little bit about one of our sponsors, Built Bar. If you haven't tried Built Bar Puffs yet, you are depriving yourself of one of life's greatest joys. And guess what? There's a brand new flavor. Like I tell you guys all the time, they're constantly coming out with brand new flavors. Are you ready for this one? It's delicious, indulgent cookie dough. It's covered in chocolate. And that's right, Built has done it again because these taste absolutely amazing. And let me tell you, they are really good for you. Not only are they covered in 100% real chocolate, they have a light and chewy texture that's made with real cookie dough chunks. And of course, again, 100% real chocolate. And like I said, they're really healthy for you too. You got cookie dough chunk puffs that are only 160 calories, and they have a whopping 15 grams of protein in them. Run to Built.com right now to snag a box for you and the family. It will be a perfect treat whether you're getting done with a workout, you're in the morning, you're getting ready to work, you need a quick bite for breakfast. That's a great one. You need a quick bite for lunch when you're at work. That's a great one as well. You can use them literally in just about any setting. They're good for you, and they taste absolutely amazing. You are going to love this new flavor, cookie dough chunk puff. Whether you need a snack for your workout, like I said, a late night treat too, or just need to grab a quick bite, Built is the perfect protein bar, and they taste better than a candy bar while also being much, much better for you. Ditch the calories, fat, and sugar, and grab yourself a Built bar. So go to Built.com, use promo code LOCKEDON15, and get 15% off your order. Again, go to Built.com, use promo code LOCKEDON15, and get 15% off your order. That's Built Bar, the best tasting protein bar ever. So I want to thank you guys again for making Locked On Pistons your first listen of every single day. We are free and available on all your podcast platforms. And if you haven't already, head to the YouTube channel at Locked On Pistons. Hit that subscribe button. We are on our way to 5,000 subscribers. Or if you listen to whatever podcast platform, leave us a 5-star review on whatever platform that is. That's another great way to support the podcast. Now, we've talked about this actually, I feel like, a few times in the podcast. Just get sprinkled in every now and then. It's not like a big topic we've made, but it's been sprinkled in every now and then when we talk about the talent in the NBA. I feel like the talent in the NBA right now is at an absolute all-time high. Some of the worst players in the league are the worst level players in the league is much higher than the worst level players in the league were like 20 years ago. Like, even bad players would be decent players back then. And some players are just, there's a lot of players out there who I feel like if they were just given more of an opportunity could go out and do something. There's a lot of players that just, I know Stan Van Gundy, former Pistons coach, used to have this saying, the biggest thing separating, I believe it was the last player in the NBA and a guy in the G League or a guy fighting for a roster spot is opportunity. And I feel like that's how talented the NBA is at right now, to where literally you could find a lot of people who maybe are able to contribute in the NBA if you simply gave them opportunity. That's how talented it is. And with that, we've kind of talked about every now and then, should the NBA do an expansion? Should they expand their league from 30 teams to 32 teams like the NFL? Should they be interested in doing that? And again, like I said, we've only sprinkled that in every now and then in the Pistons podcast. But according to some rumors yesterday, the NBA may be looking to expand to Las Vegas and Seattle, and they may be looking to announce it during the preseason. Now, these are just reports. This is nothing confirmed. These were some reports made by Willie Ramirez of the AP. He reported that his sources have told him that the NBA wants to announce an expansion that plans to both Seattle and Las Vegas during this preseason, but he deleted those tweets. So I don't know if maybe he jumped the gun and that's not the case. Maybe he jumped the gun. Now the NBA or his sources are really mad that he did it, so he deleted it to try to get out of that trouble. But nonetheless, that has been thrown out there. So while I think an expansion would be super dope, I love it. I'd love to talk about what I think, what cities should get it, all that kind of stuff. This is a Pistons podcast. So how would an expansion affect the Pistons? Well, let's say the Pistons will have to protect 8 players. You have to pick 8 players on this team. Heck, I think it would be 8 players, but maybe they do 7 players. Who knows? But we're going to go 8 here. What 8 players would you protect right now? If Am Silver came down right now and was like, dude, you got to keep eight players. Everyone else, they're capable of being drafted, capable of being plucked from your team. You have no control over them at all. These two expansion teams can pick up your players if you don't protect them. You have to pick eight players to protect. Who is it? Let me know before I give you guys my eight right now in the comment section down below who you guys would protect, or over on Twitter, tweet me. Let me know who you guys would protect. Then listen to what mine is, and we can talk about why ours is different maybe, or we can agree if ours are the same. But I think it's very clear. Obviously, you start off with Kay Cunningham. Kay Cunningham is the face of the franchise. He is going to lead this team back to the promised land. He is Detroit Pistons. He is the Detroit Pistons. He is the savior. And you know what's crazy real quick? Just real quick tangent. Or not even a tangent. I just want to go off on a sidebar real quick. When you look up the Detroit Pistons roster on Google, they have every player's picture but Kay Cunningham. How? How is Kay Cunningham the one dude who doesn't have his picture? That's just crazy. I know for a minute there they had Kay Cunningham's picture, Killian. That is like, Google, what's going on, bro? Come on. But anyways, yeah, Cade, obviously, he's being protected. He's the face of the franchise. He's everything. He's not going nowhere. I think the next person you do, Jaden Ivey. You just select him with the last pick, fifth overall. You got to keep him. He's the one player on the team, in my opinion, that has the chance, has that type of ceiling to where he could be a multi-time all-star, could be right there with Cade, possibly having one of the best backcourts, if not the best backcourt in the NBA in the future. He's the guy with that type of ceiling. He's 100% cannot be let go. He is number two for me. Number three would be Sadiq Bey. And I'm kind of going in order. Obviously, you're keeping all eight of these, but I'm putting them in my order of importance. And some of these may be different, but either way, like I said, we're keeping the same eight. But I'm going to put Sadiq third. I got Jaden Ivey with a higher ceiling. I believe, I don't want to say I believe in Jaden Ivey more, but because of his ceiling, potential fit with Kay Cunningham in the backcourt moving forward, I think he has to be more valuable right now. Because I think he, like I said, I think he has a higher ceiling than Sadiq. But Sadiq clocks in at number three. Sadiq's already a really nice basketball player. If he didn't get better outside of this, if the player he was now, he stayed this way for the rest of his career, he's an okay starter, an average starter, maybe a little bit higher average starter. He's going to have a long career simply because of the play type he is and the fact he's able to hit outside shots on high volume. Even if he didn't get better. Now, he's probably going to get better. We expect him to get better. And one of the main reasons, there's two big reasons. One, you believe in Sadiq and think he's going to be a main starter on one of your championship contending teams. That's one. And two, if you do try to make a trade for a big superstar or a big star when they eventually want out, Sadiq, I've said this many times on the podcast, you have to give up good players to get super good players, to get great players back. And it's very likely, I don't think there's anyone else on the team that you would include in that trade like that other than Sadiq. So that's two reasons why Sadiq obviously is one of the eight that you keep. That's why he's number three for me. Number four, we're going to go ahead. We're going to go with Jalen Duren. I think Jalen Duren has an insanely high ceiling as well. You just wasted a first round pick on him this past season. He is going to be number four for me. I think he could possibly be the starting center of the future for the Detroit Pistons. So he is being kept. He is ranked number four for me on the keeper list. At number five, we're going to go ahead and go with Isaiah Stewart. Actually, you know what? I'm going to take that back. We're going to go with Isaiah Livers. I have Isaiah Livers pretty high because I believe in him. I think he's a guy who can start on future championship teams, be the perfect role player. He's not going to put up 20 points. He's not going to average that. He's not going to go crazy all the time, but he's the perfect role player for any team, a Shane Battier type, the Mike Miller type on the Miami Heat teams. Go through all these kind of teams, Grant Williams, the Marcus Smarts, I guess Andrew Wiggins is a bigger version of that now because Andrew Wiggins kind of popped off in the finals. But that perfect role player guy that doesn't need the ball a lot, but he knows how to play defense, will contribute defensively, will contribute offensively, and space the floor out. I think Isaiah Livers not only will be mega important to the Detroit Pistons moving forward, but again, if they want to make a big trade for a star, I think Isaiah Livers might be a part of it. I think a lot of teams would want an Isaiah Livers on their team. So I got Isaiah Livers clocking in at number five, right? I got Cade Ivey, Sadiq, Duren, yep, and then Livers. At number six, I got Isaiah Stewart. We're keeping Isaiah Stewart, even if I don't believe that he's the starting center of the future, and even if I don't buy his three-point shooting, his versatility defensively to guard on the perimeter and also guard inside is incredibly valuable in the playoffs. So if you need a specific matchup, it can sacrifice some offense. Stu will be played in those settings. And I think he can be one of the better backup centers in the entire NBA. I don't think he's a starter, but I think his role and what he brings to the table is still pretty valuable, especially when this team starts to compete. And if he does bring along some offense, if he does bring along some three-point shooting, then you're really cooking with a good piece. And again, he could be another piece thrown into a trade. You want to keep those assets, the treasure chest that we've been talking about that Troy Weaver has been putting together. You want to keep those assets so you can be able to have that flexibility to make one of those moves. And Isaiah Stewart is some of that flexibility while also giving you some value when you guys start competing. That's number six. At number seven, this one is when you start looking at the bottom a little bit. I'm going to go ahead and go with Killian Hayes. Killian Hayes, we've talked about a lot on the podcast. I don't know if Killian Hayes lasts on the Pistons past this year. I think in every outcome with the Pistons, if he gets better, he gets traded. If he starts to look like the 7 overall pick, he gets traded. If he doesn't look better, if he stays the same, he gets traded. If he looks worse, he gets traded. I think in just about every outcome possible, he gets traded. But if he does get better and he starts to look like the 7th overall pick, then you want to have him on your team so you can then flip him for additional assets. You can flip him for something else. You can include him in a throw-in with a bigger trade. You want to keep Killian Hayes. I'm making him number 7. And in the off chance that there's a future for him on the team, despite having Kay Cunningham and Jaden Ivey at his guard positions, he could, if he ends up looking like that 7th overall pick and starts to show that progression that I believe he could possibly do, you might have one of the best 3-guard rotations in the entire NBA in 3 to 5 years. That could be the case. So we're at 7 now, and we now need to pick a number 8. And the guys we're looking at here for a number 8, we got Saben Lee, Braxton Key, Corey Joseph, Diallo, Alec Burks, Nerlens Noel, Kelly Olynyk, Kevin Knox. Who we keeping? This is a tough one for me. I don't know who we keep, but I'm going to go ahead and go with, I think I'm going to go with Hamidou Diallo, because I think Diallo is very liked by the front office. He gives some athleticism that the team desperately needs. And really, I think it comes down to the simple fact that there's not a lot of other guys to really pick from here. Like, who am I going to pick over? I'm going to pick Kevin Knox. I think that would be pretty crazy to do. Kevin Knox has been one of the worst players in the NBA so far in his career. So I think that would be pretty crazy to do. But yeah, I think you then go with Diallo. And that's the 8 that you keep. You keep Kay Cunningham. You keep Jaden Ivey, Sadiq, Jalen Duren. You keep – oh, wait, did I say Marvin? No, I take that back. I think I skipped over Marvin Bagley because I meant to say him earlier than I accidentally. Okay, yeah. I think we skipped Marvin Bagley. I almost made a bad, bad mistake. Marvin Bagley is being kept at number 8, not Diallo. We're going to keep Marvin Bagley because he's on a 3-year contract. He brings that lob threat that you desperately need. And the front office really likes him. The coaching staff seems to really like him. And him and Cade have some exceptional chemistry. You have to keep Marvin Bagley. And if he does improve to a point on defense where he's decent, that contract he signed now looks, instead of me questioning the contract, it now looks like a pretty valuable contract that you maybe could flip, especially if the CBA comes in and the salary cap rises. So there's the 8, not Diallo. I messed up because when I meant to say Isaiah Stewart, I was going to say Marvin Bagley next, but then saw Isaiah Livers and they had the same name. So I got tripped up there. We almost made a very big mistake. You guys were almost about to be in the comments like, "Who? What the hell's wrong with you? You forgot Marvin Bagley. Are you serious?" Like, listen, it was a mistake, but I caught it. Marvin Bagley's in the 8. So, Kay Cunningham, Jaden Ivey, Jalen Duren, Sadiq Bey, Marvin Bagley, Killian Hayes, Isaiah Stewart, and Isaiah Livers are the 8 that we are keeping, in my opinion, in an expansion draft where you have to keep 8. Do you guys disagree with the 8? Who do you guys disagree with? Who are you guys taking out? Who are you guys putting in? Let me know all that in the comment section down below or over on Twitter at Kuka Hill. I thought that was a fun topic. That was a fun segment. And I really do hope they do the expansion. I think it would be super dope. And Seattle needs a team. I'm a little bit weary about the Las Vegas team. I think that could get pretty messy pretty quickly. But Seattle deserves a team. And I'm really hoping that they do this. But when we come back, Kemba Walker, is he getting bought out? What's going on here? Why is he still on the roster? Well, we got a little bit of an update for you guys when we come back. But first, you guys got to hear from some of our lovely sponsors. So I want to thank you guys again for making Locked On Pistons your first listen of every single day. We are free and available on all your podcast platforms. If you haven't already, head to the YouTube channel at Locked On Pistons. Hit that subscribe button. It's the best way to support the podcast or whatever podcast platform for those of you guys listening on the podcast are listening to. Leave a five-star review on whatever platform that is. Another great way to support the podcast. Real quick, before you start talking about Kemba Walker, for those of you guys, again, who are loyal listeners, and for those of you guys who are loyal watchers on YouTube, or if you guys have been following me for however long, before Locked On, whatever, you guys know I love snapbacks, and I try to collect Pistons snapbacks. I have some of their snapbacks from some other teams, but I absolutely love snapbacks. And if you guys are watching this, you guys will probably notice this is a brand new snapback I got today as of this recording on the 7th. This one is super dope. It's probably my favorite one that I bought. It might be my favorite snapback I got. It's the horse logo from the 2000s for the Pistons. Just the horse logo with the red basketball with the intertwined horse and the blue. And on a black hat with some red underneath. Super dope snapback. For those of you guys that can't see it because you guys are listening on the podcast, that's my description of it. You guys watch it on YouTube. Super dope stuff. I also got two other ones I wanted to show you guys. This one right here is another Pistons one I got. With the Pistons horse, except this one has the full Pistons logo going across the horse. The first one doesn't have any logo going across. It's just the horse. This one has Pistons going across with the horse, flaming out the little pipes and Detroit under it with the back basketball in the background is blue and red on the side with the teal blue on the side with the DP. That's super dope hat I got. And then this is another one with the Detroit Pistons, this DP with the bars, spinning out the fire on the front, and then on the side, you got the horse logo in the red. These are my new snapbacks I got added to the collection. They're super dope. For those of you guys who are wondering, where can you guys get these? How are you getting so many teal hats, so many throwbacks to the horse ones? I'm pretty sure now that the Pistons revealed some teal, like you're seeing so many more drop, and my boy works at one of these sports stores, and he really hooks me up all the time. He lets me know when he sees some. I come in, he hooks me up. So I got these today. Super dope. Let me know which one of those were your favorite if you're watching this on YouTube. But yeah, I think you guys could probably find a lot of these kind of snapbacks or a lot of these kind of hats now, if you're wondering, because of the teal release. I'd go check it out. There's all kinds. There was like five other ones I saw too that were super dope. I'm sure you guys would really like that. So go check that out. But anyways, we got some updated quick news on Kemba Walker. Nothing too big. Kemba Walker is still on the roster. And I know that's a little bit shocking to a lot of people. It was a little bit shocking to me. I kind of thought about it a few days ago. I was like, hey, Kemba Walker's still in this squad. Like, what's going on here? It was told to us that he was going to be bought out as soon as they traded for him, and then he's still here. What's happened? Recently, apparently, James Edwards on his podcast, and then he also put out an article on The Athletic yesterday talking about what's going on with Kemba Walker. So apparently, I'm going to summarize up what he said in the article. The plan from Detroit is still to buy out Kemba Walker. And apparently, the Pistons and Kemba Walker did agree to a number. So they have a number that they agreed to buy him out. And the Pistons still want to buy him out. But in order to buy out a player, you have to have two sides willing to tango. And apparently, Kemba Walker, which let me go ahead and just quote this right here. James says this is a quote-unquote educated guess. Or educated hunch, quote unquote. So there you go. Take that. I don't want anyone trying to say I said he reported this. He's educated hunch that Walker has not agreed to a buyout, because most players who agree to a buyout believe they're going to get signed by another team when they get bought out. And I guess the assumption is that Kemba Walker is not so confident and doesn't know if he does agree to this buyout with the Pistons, is he going to be signed by another team? I guess that's the holdup here. Kemba Walker's kind of holding that up because I guess his agent, they must not be hearing that he has much interest when he does get bought out, which it doesn't make much sense to me, because if the Pistons are going to be buying you out, they don't want you to play for them. So even if another team is not interested in signing you, if you get bought up and that's why you don't want a buyout, it's not like the Pistons will then say, oh, okay, come on, you can compete for a rotation spot, play for us. No, they're probably just going to pay him to stay home then. Like he just won't show up. And that'll be the case. So then you're not playing basketball either way. So I feel like what's the point? What's the point of the holdup? You're going to get bought out either way. You're not going to be playing basketball either way. Then just agree to the buyout. And if another team wants to sign you, now you're free to sign them. Now, during the regular season, the Pistons will just be paying you to stay home. If another team's interested in getting you or signing you, you can't just do that because you're under contract now. Now you have to agree to a buyout. You have to get it all going. And maybe that stops the team from wanting to go through all that work to get you. So I don't really get that. I think it's stupid if that's true on Kemba Walker's part. Because, again, like I said, if you just don't agree to the buyout, the Pistons are not probably going to play you. They're just going to send you home. So you're not going to be playing basketball either way. So might as well agree to the buyout, not play basketball, and hope that team comes out and tries to sign you. If you're under contract with the Pistons, that can't happen. So it's kind of stupid if this is what's happening with Kemba Walker. In my opinion, I think it's dumb. It's just a waste of time. He should just agree to the buyout, especially if they have a number agreed on. It doesn't make sense. It's not like the Pistons are going to give him a chance to get minutes. It's not going to happen. So there's your guys' updated news on Kemba Walker. Nothing too crazy. Don't expect him to be on the roster. Don't expect him to be trying to compete for minutes. It looks like he's still going to get bought out at some point. It's just a matter of when Kemba Walker feels comfortable with what happens after the buyout. So we'll see what happens there. But that's all I've got for you guys today, man. Appreciate you guys listening to today's episode. Make sure you guys head over to the YouTube channel. Hit that subscribe button. It's the best way to support the podcast. Leave us a 5-star review on whatever podcast platform you are listening to this on. It's another great way to support the podcast. Thank you for making Locked On Pistons your first listen of every single day, and recording this, man, and looking in the camera. This hat is so fire, bro. I'm going to be wearing this hat with the new jersey. This hat is fire, dude. Hit me up if you guys are trying to get some of these hats, man. I got you. I'll hook you guys up. But anyways, thank you guys for listening. Let me know what your guys' thoughts are on the jerseys. And stay tuned. Our next episode is going to be special. I think it's going to be special. Stay tuned. I think you guys are really going to like it. Until then, though, I'll see you guys later. Peace out, everybody.